Back inside the Wally Faduin Arena, Jeff Dick with you on your Friday night. We've got our Dairy Queen Big League broadcast in action as we've got the U18s taking on Lloydminster. And so far, this one has been all Vegreville. They lead things 3-0, out shooting the opposition 31-12. And they will start this third period with a minute and 42 seconds of power play time, their third power play of the game. So far on the man advantage, they are 1-2. Taking a look at our out-of-town scoreboard. Three games on in the NHL tonight. The Penguins and Wild midway through the third, all knotted at 2. New York Rangers early in the third, up 3-1 on Chicago. And the Oilers late in the first period, taking on the Ducks in Anaheim. No score yet in between those two teams. Oilers looking for win number 30 on the season if they can pick it up in Anaheim. And then tomorrow, plenty of Canadian content in the NHL. Montreal playing host to Dallas, the Flames on Long Island, the Canucks in Detroit, Toronto and Ottawa will compete in the Battle of Ontario. Also see the Winnipeg Jets host the Penguins, and the Oilers continuing their Western road swing. They will be in the City of Angels to take on the Kings. That all goes tomorrow. Meanwhile, tomorrow, your chance to catch two games on our airwaves here on Country 106. We'll air our final Dairy Queen Big League broadcast at 10:30 a.m. as the U11s battle Provost, so make sure you're tuned in for that one. And then at 8 p.m., it is the regular season finale for the Vegreville Rangers in the NEAJBHL. Rangers looking to close out the season with a victory before the start of the playoffs. They will be taking on the Lloydminster Bandits. And that game starts at 8 p.m. tomorrow night. And again, all right here for you on Country 106. We are your home for hockey, especially this weekend. I think three games in a 30-hour stretch. So we'll be down here at the Wally Faduin Arena doing plenty of local hockey coverage and proud to do it each and every season. Our Dairy Queen Big League broadcast brought to you by Dairy Queen in Vegreville, where the Oreo Hot Cocoa Blizzard is available. Enjoy Oreo cookie pieces, cocoa fudge, and choco chunks blended with DQ's famous vanilla soft serve to blizzard perfection and garnished with a whipped topping. You do not want to miss this weekend of action, that is for sure. And again, don't miss the post-game show when we'll name our Country 106 Player of the Game. Each and every player of the game during our Dairy Queen Big League broadcast is presented with a coupon for a free medium blizzard from our friends at Dairy Queen in Vegreville. So stay tuned there. We've got a couple of players who have definitely put their names in for that through the first two periods. Carter Ogrodnik's been having another solid game, picked up what right now is the game-winning goal. Cameron Paulson with a very impressive game so far. Grayson Morrow getting a nice goal. Lazaruk's been solid between the pipes. We'll see what happens here in this third period. But we are set and ready to roll. Lazaruk leading the Wranglers out. On the other side, Brecken Parkoma. What a game that young man's been having. 28 saves on 31 shots, and if not for the play of Parkoma, this game could be a whole lot different. He's made some absolute stunners of saves in that Lloydminster net. And this game could very well be well out of hand at this point, if not for the play of the Blazer keeper. Cale Edwards takes his spot on the penalty box. Minute and 42 seconds of power play time for Vegreville to start this period. And let's see who they decide to go with first. That'll be Ogrodnik and Stemberger on the blue line. And the forward line of Kokatin, Chorny, and Billick. Referees set and ready. Looks like we're all good to go. Puck has dropped. Third period underway. Wranglers with possession right off the hop. Stemberger skates this one up to center. Gets up over the blue line. Drops one off for Billick. Billick moves in. Takes his shot. That'll whistle wide. On the other side. Picked up by Kokatin. Drops this one off for Ogrodnik. Long shot. Stop. Rebound is just poked wide. Stemberger gets it back to the point for Kokatin. Across, Ogrodnik whiffs on the one-timer, and the puck goes down low. Chorny on it, sets up in Gretzky's office, now walks out into the corner. Turns, has it poked off his stick into the corner. Stemberger pinching in. trying to keep that puck alive down low. They do here, and it's Billick. Gets it at the side. Now turns and plays it around the boards. Shot back around the other side. Chokotin tried to stop that one. Now it'll be poked out of the zone by Erickson. And down the ice, Ogrodnik has to come back to get it. Ogrodnik plays it to the far side corner and now gets the return feed. 30 seconds of power play time left. Dishes ahead to Chokotin. Max Chokotin gets it over the line, but immediately stripped of the puck. And now pushed down the ice. Watch out, bit of a two-on-two if they can hurry. Nice move to get in and loses control of the puck. Jackson Baker, what a move there, but lost the puck. Now Chokotin just going to dump that one in. Penalty close to expiring. McNiven took a long shot. That went off the glove hand of the netminder. And cleared all the way down the ice. Penalty is done. We're back to five aside. Caden Gladue back to get this one. Plays it ahead for Lazotte, but it's knocked away from him. Right back to Lazaruk. Bakerville keeper will just cover that one up. We'll get a face-off. And another face-off here in the Bakerville zone. Face-off coming up to the left of the netminder. Won by Lloyd Minster. They play it down low. Blazers still looking to crack. Lazaruk get the puck in behind the net. Now into the near side corner. Gladue got a stick on it. They got it out to the blue line. And taken away. Out to center by the Wranglers, but now taken back. Eric Wallace puts it into the zone. Wranglers get it back out to center where it's lobbed right back in. This time from Cohen Chokan. Now the Wranglers again trying to clear the zone, having a little trouble with it at the blue line. Penalty coming up here against the Wranglers after a little bit of a kerfuffle. A couple of bodies collided and one of them is going to be good for interference. So a power play chance coming up here for Lloyd Minster. As they're going to grab big Reed Olenek and put him in the box. Big chance here for Lloyd Minster to get on the board. 17-16 to play in this third period. 3-0 Bakerville. Right off the draw, a shot is blocked. And Stemberger gets that one down the ice. Chokan got it out to center. Or is pushed back into the zone by McNiven. He gets knocked down. Still fighting for it. Great forecheck here. Well, down a man, forcing them back into their own zone. On it here was Jacob Schack. He forces the pass ahead. Now a big hit at center ice. Ref's arm up immediately as two players collide. Nowhere near the puck on that one. And McNiven does get up a little bit slow, but got rocked. And that's going to be a penalty. On the Lloyd Minster side. See who the guilty party is. Is that Jackson Baker? It is. And so now 4-on-4 for a minute 30. McNiven did get up. Skate off under his own power. That was good, but definitely got rocked on that play. Now Grodnik with a point shot. That one hit off the blocker of Parkoma and came back towards him. Just stayed out, though. That one sent down the ice. Grodnik racing to it. Gets to this one. Takes a long circle. Still controlling it. Grodnik up over center to the blue line. Long shot. We get a whistle and an offside call. Another face-off to come in neutral ice. A lot of room out there for those speedsters in a four-on-four situation. Grodnik just sees a lot of open ice to work with. Minute six left to 4-on-4. And then it'll be a very abbreviated Baker-ville power play. Off the draw, pushed down the ice into the Wrangler zone. Stemberger gets it, starts up from behind the net. Pass across, tips off of Kokatin and goes all the way down the ice. Now Kokatin battling in the corner with Shokan for this one. This one's going to come free for Easton Dolan. Tries to move that one to the middle of the ice, taken away by Kokatin, and he's got some room to move. Can he beat his man? Does. Gets to the front. His shot is kept out by Parkoma, and a clearing attempt goes up and out of play. So keep it in the Lloydminster zone. 29 seconds left of 4-on-4. Wranglers have Paulsett and Morrow out there, both with goals already. Ogrodnik on the blue line, he's got one. But off this faceoff, it's the Blazers who get control. Cale Edwards taken out by Stemberger as he tried to cross the blue line. Puck rolls into the zone. Stemberger races back, plays it over to Ogrodnik. Back cross ice for Stemberger. Stemberger up the middle, tipped by Morrow, right in on the netminder Parkoma. Parkoma picks it up and almost coughs it up. Now the Wranglers do get it. There's a shot and a goal by Ogrodnik. And it comes just as it had become a power play. Ogrodnik with his second here. And again on a point shot. That one there, Parkoma. The original dumping was right on. Had the chance to cover it and decided to try and play it to his defenders. It was a bit of a risky play. They can't get it out of the zone. And Ogrodnik gets that shot off. That is goal number 12 on the season for the Baker-ville captain. And just like that, now a 4-0 game on a power play goal. And the Wranglers right back on the attack. Trying to get one to the front of the net for Morrow, but that'll be intercepted and knocked down the ice. Icing going to be the call here against Lloydminster. 14:54 to go in the third period. Another face-off to come inside Blazer territory. And they send out to take the draw. Will be Grayson Morrow. And Morrow wins it to the slot area, but taken right away by the Blazers. They send it up to center. Turned back the other way by Olenek for a moment. Now sent back out. And chipped into the zone by the Blazers' Erickson. Knocked back out to center, and Morrow dumps that one right in. Parkoma plays it to the corner. Tizard on it there. Plays one off the back of the net. Tizard with a big hit delivered. Puck pops free and out to center. Gladu on it there. Dumps it in. Back to get it here is Shokan. Cohen Shokan goes around the boards looking for Erickson. Erickson with a pass up the side for Wallace. Wallace quickly gets turned around. Refines the puck, though, and now Wallace up over the blue line. Wind and fire. Scores! Exactly at the six-minute mark. And that one is a big blast from the point as he crossed the line. And that one there going to be the shutout-breaking goal. Off the stick of Eric Wallace. And for Wallace, that is going to be goal number 5 on the season. And here in the third period, Lloydminster with their first bit of offense. Now back the other way. Watch out. Lizotte's got a bit of room. He's up over the line. Quickly gets sandwiched between a pair of defenders, though. In behind the net. The puck comes free. Back to the point. Stemberger with a shot. That one kicked aside by Parkoma. Wrangler is on the attack again. Puck around the boards. With it at the side. Here is Stemberger. Puts it off the boards. It rolls into the corner. Lizotte bumps with his man. Puck goes to the point for Ogrodnik. Long shot. That one knocked down by Parkoma. Shaq gets it to the point. Long shot there. High over the net. Pinching in is Ogrodnik. Let's his shot go, and that one whistles wide. Other side will come out to center, and Stemberger has to come back to get it to Ogrodnik. Winds up and puts that one off the end boards. Back to get it here is Chaz Wandler. Tries to play it to Cale Edwards near side. Edwards feeling the heat, lets the puck go, and they get this one ahead. Hunter Spilchuk crosses center, dumps it in. Lazaruk going to leave this one for Ogrodnik. Moved ahead now for Billick. Billick just sends one towards the net, easily poked into the corner by Parkoma. Now along the sideboards. Sent to the blue line and just past Gladue. Blazers looking for an opening. Send it back to their defense. Moved over and flipped down right in on Lazaruk, who will cover that one up as he sees Spilchuk in the region. And we'll get another face-off here. Our broadcast brought to you in part by Nutrien Ag Solutions for all your farm input needs and cutting-edge technologies. Visit Nutrien Ag Solutions in Vegreville, Harry Hill, and Innisfree, proud supporter of Vegreville Minor Hockey, farming for excellence. And off the draw here, pushed into the corner in the Vegreville zone. Now around the boards and out to center. Blazers push that one back in. It'll roll towards Lazaruk, who again makes the stop and again will hold on to it. Allowing us to thank another one of our great sponsors in Envy Boutique. With clothes for women of all sizes and a small selection for men too. Looking fabulous is the name of the game. The only Envy you need this year is Envy Boutique. 11:51 to go in our third period. 4-1, Vegreville on top. And off the draw, Vegreville wins it to Gladue. Plays it around the boards. Tried to find Olenek. Olenek gets bumped, but they will knock that puck past the man at the point. Now it's a race down the ice. Racing back to get this one. First one to it is Kyler Siegel. Tries to get it out. It goes right to Gladue, who blasts his shot. We get a penalty coming up here in behind the net. A boarding call. Who is guilty there? We saw a couple of bodies go in. Looks like they're grabbing Cale Edwards. And that is going to be boarding. And another power play chance here for Vegreville. ...11:27 to go in our third period. 4-1 Wranglers. They win it back to Gladue. Gladue put it into the corner. Now the puck squirts free, pops up in the air, comes down in the slot, and will be chipped out of the zone and down the ice. By Lloyd Minster. Gladue has to come back to get it here for the Wranglers. Comes out on the right-hand side, makes the pass to the left for Morrow, cuts to the middle. Morrow up over the blue line, lets his shot go off the glove hand of Parkoma. Played to the boards, can't get it out of the zone. Now they get it back to the front. Freed sends it down low, another clearing attempt, hits the referee. We got a whistle, and the referee doubled over as that one might have hit him in a little sensitive spot. Hit him, he is doubled over and immediately blew the whistle. Oh, that's going to stink for a while. 10:49 to go in this third period. 4-1 is the score. Looks to be okay. But a face-off coming up inside the Blazers zone. And now off the draw. Blazers get it just past Stemberger at the point. Stemberger has to race back to get it. Makes the pass to McNiven. McNiven ahead to Shaq, who dumps one in. Played around the boards. Back to the point. Now moved over to McNiven. Takes the shot high into the chest, gloved and held onto by Parkoma. Still a minute one left in the power play here for Vegreville. Our broadcast brought to you in part by Dubuque Accounting. When the numbers just don't add up and all that crunching is giving you a headache, call Dubuque Accounting. They make it all make sense. Aesop in the Lloydminster zone. Push to Lazat. His shot is stopped there by Parkoma behind the net. Lazat still on it. Lazat gets away from a check to McNiven on the side. McNiven's pass picked off and cleared by Erickson. All the way down the ice, Stemberger racing back to get it. Now trying to stay away from the forechecker, Ben Wierichowski. Stemberger going to come up the middle. Veer to the left, now back to the right. He's up over the blue line, drops the pass back for Ogrodnik. Gets it over to Kokatin. He's got room, takes the shot. And that one stopped and held onto again by Parkoma. And a nice passing play there. Stemberger to Ogrodnik. To Kokatin. Power play using their open ice wisely. They've got 27 seconds left. Under 10 minutes to play now. And this one, one to the boards to Stemberger. Stemberger under pressure but puts it down low. Chorney is on it, quickly feeling the pressure. Does manage to get that puck over to Kokatin. Back to the point for Ogrodnik. Ogrodnik lets his shot go. That one stopped by Parkoma. Big rebound is blocked. And a clearing attempt stopped as well. Into the slot area. Both teams swatting at this one. Chorney had it for a moment. Now taken away and cleared. Penalty has expired. Lazarek out of his net. Plays it around the boards for Ogrodnik. 9:15 to go. Ogrodnik with the pass over to Kokatin. Knocks it over to Chorney. And it's knocked away from him and back down the ice. Kokatin's got to come back to his own zone to get it. Over to Ogrodnik. Back to Stemberger. Stemberger to Billick along the side. Billick gets out of trouble, moves to the middle. Now he's up over the line. Dumps one in deep. Billick bumps with his man. Gets the puck back. Plays to Stemberger. Stemberger swings the pass to Gladu. Gladu's got a shooting lane. That one hits somebody in front. And the Blazers do get it out to center. Pushed back into the zone. On at first, Hunter Spilchuk. Now trying to deal with the forecheck again here of Paulset. They played around the boards. Not out. Kept alive by Olenek. Leans into one. His shot's going to be deflected wide. In behind the net again. They try the little jam piece. Now Morrow coming in off the line change, throws one through the slot area. Keeping it alive is Gladu, sends it down low. Gladu goes around the boards. There's another shot deflected high in the air into the near side corner. Gladu on it again, down low for Paulset. Paulset fighting through one check, still controlling it. He took a hit and went down to a knee, and that's going to be a penalty. But they do get the puck to Gladu. Gladu with a shot, knocked down in front. And this will be a penalty here against Lloydminster and a boarding call. The fourth power play chance of this period for Vegreville. As off goes Easton Dolan. And to the power play go the Wranglers. Our broadcast brought to you in part by Stealth Bin Products. They not only sell bins, they also deliver, install, customize, and repair your grain handling system. See what they can do for your farming operation at stealthbinproducts.com. Off the draw here, McNiven with a shot. That one quickly steered into the corner by the netminder. Comes back out to the point for McNiven. Now played along the boards and into the corner. Morrow getting a stick on it, trying to deal with Shokan. Baker coming to help out, and he will clear. 7:20 to go in the period. Lazarek out of his net, leaves this one for Caden Gladu. Gladu with the pass out, finds Billick. Billick to the middle for Lazat. He's up over the blue line. Lazat sends the pass to McNiven. To the point, he's got Gladu, moves in, shoots, and that one knocked down. Still a chance in front, underneath the net minder, Parkoma, who falls on top of it. Another beautiful save by Brecken Parkoma. That's going to be save number 43 on the evening on 47 shots. On the other side, Lazaruk has faced just 14. Another face-off inside the offensive zone here for the Wranglers. They win the draw back to Gladu. Gladu dishes one off for Kokatin, takes a shot, stopped, second chance, stop two. Chorney gets it back. Chorney to the point for Kokatin. Kokatin moves to the middle, switches spots with Gladu. Now makes the pass near side for Olenek, who lets it go down low for Chorney. And behind the net, puck taken away and cleared by Shokan. Lazaruk out of his net leaves this one for Gladu. 45 seconds of power play time left. Gladu stripped of the puck by Erickson, who comes in, takes his shot off the side of the net. Now another chance here for Wierichowski, but he's just going to lose possession of the puck, picked up by Gladu. Gladu starting out, makes the pass to the near side boards, gets over the line, and now pokes to center. Billick on it there for Vegreville. Billick with some speed up over the line. Shot's going to be tipped, though, and goes into the corner. Now the puck sent down low and slapped around the boards. It'll just get past Kokatin at the point. Gladu meets it at center ice. Penalty expires. Back to five aside, and Gladu up the middle. Gave that one to Chorney. Chorney got taken out. Blazers grab the loose puck and try a pass up the middle. That one tipped by Gladu, and he's got possession. Now moves this one forward. This one picked up by Shokan. With speed, he's up over the blue line. Shokan trying to move in, take the shot. Lazaruk with the save, and the rebound forced down low. Now another shot that won't get through traffic. On the side, Kokatin grabs it, tries a pass to the middle. This one broken up and sent back to Cohen Shokan. Shokan dishes one off to Chaz Wandler. Crosses center, dumps one in. Ogrodnik on it there. Under 5 minutes left in our third period. It is 4-1 Wranglers. Wranglers get this one to Billick with speed up over the blue line. Nice little dangle. Drops it off for Shaq, and that one's going to be sent on net. Just stopped by the netminder. Clearing attempt, stopped at the blue line by Lizotte, ahead to McNiven. McNiven moving in. Now pushes one to Shaq, back to the point for Ogrodnik. Has a lane, there's a shot, that goes wide. Stemberger keeping this one alive, plays it down low. Chorney on it, to the point for Ogrodnik. Ogrodnik puts that one to the slot area, it's sent right back to him. Ogrodnik again around the boards for Lizotte down low. Lazant turning, looking for a pass, goes instead to the point. Stemberger's shot deflected, that goes wide. Ogrodnik meets it, sharp angle, his shot hits a defender. Blazers get it out to center. Dumped right back in there by the Wranglers. Now Lloyd Minster with a pass up the middle of the ice to Edwards. Moves it to Baker. Loses it as he crosses the line, it's dumped back out to center. Blazers on it there, get it to Easton Dolan. Dolan tries a pass to the near side. Nobody where he was aiming. Instead of Freed, who will dump it down the ice, but he's behind the line, so it will be an icing call. 3:31 to go in the third. 4-1 Vegreville. Our broadcast this season brought to you by N. Cuban Landry, chartered professional accountants that specialize in agriculture, corporate and personal tax. Get your taxes in order today with N. Cuban Landry. And off this faceoff, around the boards it goes to Cameron Paulsett. He coughs it up, but it goes right to Olenek. Back to Paulsett, to the middle of the ice. And there he's got Gladu over the line. Gladu shot blocked, but right to Freed. Back to Gladu, takes the shot. Stopped by Parkoma, who is sliding over. Man, he has taken at least two or three goals away from Gladu in this one. Wow. 44 saves on 48 shots. Been a night for Parcoma, that's for sure. And off the draw to the sideboards, now pushed past Gladue. And we get a whistle. And it looks like we're going to get both Freed and Shokan sent to the box. Referee behind the play blowing that one down. Now one rough and one slash. Hoping to keep things moving swiftly here as time ticks away. 3:03 to go in the third. Another face-off inside the Vegreville zone. And this one to the slot area. They get a shot, and that one stopped by Lazaruk. Just kicked the leg out and absolutely robs the shooter. That was Ben Wierichowski. And that right there might be one of the more difficult saves. Only the sixth shot Lazaruk has faced in this period. There's been long stretches without any activity. And then coming in and having to stop a point-blank chance does just that, and right off the draw it rolls to Lazaruk, who will cover it up again. Another face-off here with 2:54 to play in the third. Our broadcast brought to you in part by J&S Moving Limited, locally owned and operated out of Vegreville. J&S Moving Limited will make your next move a stress-free one. With over 35 years of experience in the moving industry, J&S Moving will get you, your family, and your items where they need to be. Off this faceoff goes right to the boards, tied up, and the referee going to blow that one down as we had a couple of players all tied up. So another faceoff to come here as time's slowing down late in the third. 4-1 our score, Vegreville leading this one. Off the draw, won by the Wranglers, and they played around the boards. Now Billick tries to send one off the boards and down the ice, but will miss Jorney, and so it will be another icing call. Bring that one all the way back. Shots on goal right now, reading 48-18 in favor of the Wranglers. And right off the draw, pushed into the corner. Gladue in a battle here. Does get it out to center and shot right back in. And back on it is Olenek. Pass through the legs of the referee over to Billick. Nifty pass there. Now Billick just winds and fires. Now one kicked out by the netminder. Another one off the side of the net. And Lloyd Minster turning this one around. They can't get it out of the zone. Now a pass picked off. And this will get the Blazers down the ice. They dump one right in on the netminder, Lazaruk, who is forced to make a save, and he will hold on again. Minute 52 to play in this third period. We thank you very much for joining us tonight, whether you're listening in our local area on Country 106, whether you're online at country106.ca or on the Radio Player Canada app. Thank you so much for tuning in for our Dairy Queen Big League broadcast. Lazotte tries to center one. There's a shot, and that one just misses the net. Now back the other way. Here come the Blazers with some speed up over the line. A pass to the middle, just out of the reach of the intended target. That was Hunter Jacques coming in. Now Ogrodnik out on the ice. Ogrodnik tries the long stretch, tipped by Lazotte, but still loose in neutral ice. It'll be picked up there by McNiven. McNiven to center, now gets hit, still puts it over the line. Blazers on it there, and they get it back out to center. This one dumped in here by Vegreville. Shot right back out to center. Now back into Wrangler territory. Ogrodnik's pass going to bounce right to the middle there. Dangerous one, but kicked aside Nice save forced to be made there by the netminder, Lazarek. Wierzchowski gets it back, puts it over the line, now cleared. Right in on the netminder, Parkoma. And then Parkoma will leave this one for his defense. 15 seconds ticking away in this one. Blazers content to just hold it and flip it into the zone. Stemberger on it there. Will make the pass to Ogrodnik. And he will watch the final seconds tick away as the Wranglers hold on for the 4-1 victory. A win for Vegreville as they congratulate the netminder Lazarek. Solid effort from start to finish. Probably could have been a bigger win if not for some great saves on the other side. But a solid victory here for the Vegreville Wranglers. And we take it through that third period. Carter Ogrodnik, a power play goal. Unassisted for his 12th on the year. That made it 4-0. And then minute 14 seconds later, a point shot from Eric Wallace coming in. He blasted one past Lazarek. 5th on the year for Wallace. Will spoil the shutout bid. And it makes it a 4-1 final. On the power play in that period, Vegreville goes 1-for-4. So they finish the night 2-for-6. On the other side, Lloydminster 0-for-1. They finish the night 0-for-4. Shots on goal in that period, 7 for Lloydminster for a game total of 19. 18 by Vegreville for a game total of 49. And now time for our player of the game. But first, a big thank you to our sponsors, including Volton Electric. Get that spark in your life with Volton. They specialize in residential and commercial services, including trenching for underground installation, farm wiring, and aeration. Our player of the game in this one, it's got to go to the man with the C on his chest. That is Carter Ogrodnik. 2-goal performance. A great play on the blue line. It was a solid part of their penalty kill and their power play. Both his goals, gorgeous point shots. Exactly what you want from your captain and a member of your defensive corps, Carter Ogrodnik. 2 goals here tonight to lead his team to victory. He is going to be our player of the game and get a free medium blizzard from our friends at Dairy Queen in Vegreville. So congratulations, Carter Ogrodnik, our player of the game. And a big thank you again to all of our sponsors, Volton Electric, J&S Moving Limited, N-Cube and Landry, Stealth Bin Products, Dubuque Accounting, Envy Boutique, Nutrien Ag Solutions, and of course our friends at Dairy Queen in Vegreville for helping to sponsor our Dairy Queen Big League broadcast. We've had a whole lot of fun with them, and we will wrap them up in just a few hours' time. Tomorrow morning, make sure you're tuned in. We'll be here at 10:30 a.m. with the U11s as they battle Provost. And that will wrap up this season's Dairy Queen Big League broadcast. We'll be back again in the evening as well for the Vegreville Rangers regular season finale against the Lloydminster Bandits. So make sure you're tuned in for a double dose of hockey tomorrow, all right here on your home for hockey. It is Country 106. I've been Jeff Dick. Enjoy your Friday.